Okay, read 2 Corinthians verses, chapter 2 verses 14 till
16.
Now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ, and make it manifest the savour of his knowledge by us in every place. For we are unto God a sweet savour of Christ, in them that are saved, and in them that perish. To the one we are the savour of death unto death, and to the other the savour of life unto life, and who is sufficient for these things.
اما شکر خدا راست که ما را در مسیح هست به پیروزی میرساند و عطر رایحه شناخت خود را در هر جا به وسیله ما ظاهر میکند. زیرا خدا را رایحه خوشبو مسیح میباشیم و هم در نجات یافتگان و در هم هلاک شوندگان. اما اینها از رایحه مرگ به مرگ و آنها رایحه حیات به حیات. کیست که برای این امور کافی باشد؟
So here's another thing. A biblical ministry
واقعی
should make manifest the knowledge of God.
باید ظاهر خداوند رو نشون بده.
Our presence as a local church, as a group of believers,
به عنوان اعضای کلیسای یک محلی حضورمون فقط
a savor like a smell
leaving
behind where we went of the knowledge of God.
که خداوند در اینجا حضور داره.
Yeah, as being in the area,
اگر در حضور خداوند باشیم، اگر توی منطقه‌ای بریم
should leave truth.
باید حقیقت تو منطقه
yeah,
بذاره.
Biblical ministries brief truth.
اون
They brief the knowledge of God.
کتاب مقدسی واقعی حضور خداوند رایحه خداوند رو به همه میرسونه.
1 Timothy 3:15.
اول تیموتائوس.
If I tarry long that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth.
اما اگر تأخیر کنه اگر 1 Timothy 3:15. اما اگر تأخیر کردم تا بدانی چگونه باید در خانه خدا رفتار کنی که کلیسای خدا و ستون و بنیاد راستی است.
Yeah, so we are the pillar and ground of truth as a local church.
ما ستون و بنیاد راستی.
Yeah, we are the ones who share the truth with the world.
ما کسی هستیم که حقیقت رو به دنیا در میون می‌ذاریم. ما کسی هستیم که باید ثابت کنیم که
perfect will of God.
هدف خداوند واقعا برای دنیا چیست؟
We should be light and salt.
ما باید نور و نمک دنیا باشیم.
Yeah, we should send, shine light in darkness.
باید نور رو در تاریکی بدرخشیم در تاریکی.
We'll be as salt and open wounds at times.
ما باید بعضی وقتا هم نمکی میشیم روی زخم‌های
ما. Yeah, as being in Athens.
اگر ما توی آتن باشیم
should bring knowledge, the knowledge of God to people who live here.
خداوند رو به اعضای اون محل برسونه.
Yeah. And we are to preach the word of God.
ما اینجا هستیم که پیام خداوند رو
منتقل کنیم. In season, out of season.
چه در فصل چه خارج از فصل.
Yeah, regardless if somebody likes to hear it or if it's cultural acceptable.
یه نفر دوست نداره. خوشش میاد یا خوشش
yeah.
نمیاد.
When we go out soul winning.
وقتی ما میریم برای بشارت
بیرون. Yeah, we leave in savor the smell of God's knowledge with these people.
درک خداوند تو زندگی یه نفر.
Yeah, we explain truth to them.
حقیقت رو اعلام میکنیم براشون.
Yeah, we are a sweet savor unto God on this earth.
ما عطری زیبا هستیم در حضور خداوند روی زمین.
Yeah, we need to leave that smell of Jesus Christ has been here. Because remember, we are the light of the world, the Bible says.
که ما نور جهان هستیم.
Now, if you read verse 16,
وقتی آیه 16 رو بخونی,
yeah, and you only read verse 16,
و اگه فقط آیه 16 رو بخونی,
you would probably draw the conclusion
که به نتیجه میرسیم.
That the positive one about life
حیات به حیات
is for those who are saved
برای کسایی که نجات دارن
and the negative savor of death is the one for them that perish
نابود میشن
but the problem is that they are the order switched
اما جالبیش اینه که نظمش فرق
yeah because in verse 15 it starts with the saved not with them that perish
میگه در نجات یافتگان و بعد میگه هلاک شدگان.
Did Paul mix it up here?
That he شده بود اول نجات یافتگان رو گفت right? و بعد قاطی کرده بود برعکسش کرده بود اون اتفاقی که براش میفته.
Yeah, now the answer is no. He got it perfectly right.
درست اعلام کرده بود.
So how is that?
چرا این حرفش
yeah, how is it so that
چرا نجات یافتگان
the saved corresponds with the savior of death unto death
رایحه مرگ به مرگی گفته شده براشون
and those who perish with the savior of life unto life
رایحه حیات به حیات
now let's start with those who perish
ببینیم به اونایی که هلاک شوند
now,
چی میشه
it's not the gospel the good news
آیا پیام انجیل برای اونها خبر خوش نیست؟
The gospel is the power of God unto salvation.
آیا انجیل عیسی مسیح قدرت خداوند برای نجات ما نیست؟
It's a testimony that brings life to the unsaved.
آیا شهادتی نیست که زندگی رو برای نجات ما
نداره بیاره؟
یوحنا 5
24.
آیه 24.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation but is passed from death unto life.
آمین آمین به شما میگویم هر که کلام مرا بشنود و فرسنده من ایمان آورد حیات جاودانی دارد و در داوری نمیآید بلکه از مرگ تا به حیات منتقل
می‌شود. We proclaim life to those who are dead.
حیات اعلام می‌کنیم برای هلاک شده.
We are a savior of life unto life.
ما رایحه حیات هستیم
to those who are perishing.
برای اون کسایی که دارن
هلاک می‌شن.
زندگی رو اعلام می‌کنیم
برایشون. What do we do to those who are saved?
اما اونایی که نجات پیدا کردن چی؟
Now we warn them for what brings death.
اعلام می‌کنیم برایشون که چه چیزی باعث مرگه.
We tell them
بهشون میگیم
to die to self.
در خودمون
بمیریم. Galatians 5:24.
غلاطیان 5 آیه 24.
And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. Galatians 5:24.
5:24 و آنانی که از آن مسیح می باشند جسم و با هوس‌ها و شهواتش مصلوب ساخته.
Yeah, we talk of in terms of dying.
در مورد مصلوب شدن مرگ داشتن صحبت می‌کنیم.
Yeah, the savior that we as a church, local church want to have towards the saved.
باید برای
داشته باشیم to die daily.
To crucify the flesh. Go to Galatians 2.
Galatians 2 verse 20.
Galatians?
Galatians.
Galatians. Galatians 2.
I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
با مسیح مصلوب شدم و زندگی میکنم اما بعد از این نه من بلکه مسیح در من زندگی میکند. زندگانی که اکنون در جسم میکنم به ایمان بر پسر خدا میکنم که مرا محبت نمود و خود را برای من داد. 2:20.
Yeah. I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me.
نه من، اما مسیحی که در من زندگی میکنه.
Luke 9:23. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
پس به همه گفت اگر کسی بخواهد مرا پیروی کند میباید خود را انکار نموده صلیب خود را هر روزه بردارد و مرا پیروی کند.
We deny ourselves, we take up our cross daily.
هر روزه صلیبمون رو برمی‌داریم.
So the order is correct. Paul didn't have it wrong.
پولس اعلام کرده، پولس اشتباه نکرده، قاطی
نکرده. We are safer unto God.
ما باید رایحه خداوند باشیم.
To those who are saved.
برای اونهایی که نجات دارن.
And from death unto death.
که هر روزه به یاد بیاریم در مرگمون و مرگ خودمون.
That we are to die daily.
هر روزه
we are safer unto God to those who perish.
برای اونهایی که دارن هلاک میشن.
A safer of life unto life.
حیات به حیات.
Yeah, biblical ministry.
اون خدمتی که کتاب مقدسی است.
Manifest the truth. Manifest God's word.
اعلام میکنه. کلام خداوند.
Manifest the reality of God's word.
حقیقت کلام خداوند رو به همه اعلام میکنه.
Yeah, as a local church, we are to be that savor of the knowledge of God.
باید رایحه دانش خداوند و حقیقت کلام خداوند باشیم.
Yeah, when people say, "Oh, you believe in three gods?"
ایمان داری به سه تا خدا؟
We explain, no, we believe in God who is three in
one.
We make the knowledge of God known.
اطلاعات خداوند رو بهشون اشاره میکنیم.
We expose sin.
اعلام میکنیم که گناه چیست.
We tell the world, hey,
به همه دنیا میگیم گناه چیست.
If you remarriage,
اگر
remarry after you're divorced and your spouse is still alive,
اگر هنوز شوهرتون زنده است و
دوباره ازدواج میکنید, that is committing adultery.
گناهه و اون زناست.
We preach that sodomy is an abomination to God. It's wrong.
همجنس بازی برای خداوند کراهت آوره.
It's not popular in this culture.
تو دنیای فرهنگ امروزمون منطقی نمیاد.
But we are to make known.
اما ما به عنوان کلیسا.
The knowledge of God.
اعلام میکنیم حقیقت خداوند را.
Yeah, we explain the gospel, giving people a chance to believe.
انجیل بشارت میدیم انجیل عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, we're stressing to them. Salvation is not of works. It's by faith.
نجات از طریق اعمال نیست، از طریق ایمانه.
We're making known the knowledge of God.
دانش خداوند رو به همه
اعلام می‌کنیم. Making known the knowledge about hell.
دانش حقیقت در مورد جهنم رو به همه اعلام می‌کنیم.
Warning people.
اعلام خطر می‌کنیم به همه.
Yeah, we're leaving behind the savior of the knowledge of God.
پشت سرمون رایحه دانش خداوند رو به همه می‌ذاریم.
Yeah, so biblical ministry motivates and mobilizes others to fulfill the great commission.
یک خدمت واقعی کتاب مقدس دانش واقعی خداوند رو به همه نشون میده.
Yeah, biblical ministry.
اون خدمت واقعی کتاب مقدسی.
Yeah, worries for the people, cares for the people.
نگران و ناراحت در مورد خواهر برادران
churches when they're missing.
مخصوصا وقتی در کنارمون نیستن.
Yeah, biblical ministry makes the knowledge of God manifest.
اعلام میکنه، اشاره میکنه.
Yeah, today's words, those who are saved, a savior
unto نجات پیدا کردن.
Of death unto death.
رایحه ایس
مرگ. The message of dying daily.
که هر روز بمیریم در خودمون که در خداوند زندگی کنیم. هر روز جسممون رو به صلیب بکشونیم که در خداوند زندگی کنیم. و رایحه حیات به حیات برای همه اون کسایی که گم شدن تا به حیات خداوند برسن.
Gospel is about God and salvation.
کنیم، موعظه کنیم تا قدرت نجات رو زندگیشون تجربه کنن.
Here's the last point.
آخرین نکته که میخوام اشاره کنم.
Verse 17.
آیه 17.
Biblical ministry does not corrupt the word of God.
خدمت واقعی کتاب مقدس از کلام خداوند سوء استفاده نمی‌کنه.
For we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God, speak we in Christ.
زیرا مثل بسیاری نیستیم که کلام خدا را برای سود فاسد سازیم، بلکه از خلوص نیت و جانب خدا در حضور خدا در مسیح سخن می‌گوییم.
So, what do we look for in biblical ministry?
What is important?
That they do not corrupt the word of God. That they speak the truth and have the truth in regards to God's word. Now, let me start to point out the problem with the modern corrupt Bible versions. Yeah, because the argument is always, it's just a language update. Nothing really changed. But that's a lie. Yeah, many things are changed in these new corrupt translations. Doctrines are attacked. Doctrines like the Trinity, Jesus being God, salvation, end times, you name it. These are not small things. Yeah, so when you have shown people like, hey, see all those changes? Yeah, they're not the same. There's differences. Both cannot be the word of God. Yeah? Yeah, this is a problem. Here's the next argument. Oh, but this Bible, this modern Bible, is translated from older documents, older manuscripts. We have them today, they didn't have them then. And they will say, because they're older, they're better. After all, not many copies are made. Yeah, so not a lot of chance of mistakes. Now, what did Paul just say here in verse 17 about what's happening in the first century? Many were there that could corrupt the word of God. Yeah, and Satan has always been in the business of trying to corrupt God's word, changing what God has said. Yeah, in Genesis, from the very beginning. Yeah. Had God not said? Satan deceiving Eve by lying about what God has actually said. Now Paul, in his time, is warning that there are those who, and there are many, that corrupt the word of God. So how can you say that older is better? It's kind of a stupid argument. What if the older copy was the copy of the corrupted thing? Yeah, so using this argument is just a faulty way of trying to determine what is true. So how do we know we have the Bible? Now, here's the first simple one. Just read it. Yeah, the Bible says, my sheep hear my voice. Somebody who is saved, somebody who has the Holy Spirit living in them, and you will give him the true next to the false, they will figure out which one the right one is. But we can also figure out from promises that the Bible gives us. Yeah, we believe in inspiration and preservation of the Bible for every generation, because that's what the Bible actually teaches us. And if you want to listen in detail, I preached in the beginning of the year a sermon on this. But go to Psalm 12. Psalm 12, read verses 6 and 7. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified 7 times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. Psalm 12. Psalm 12, 6 and 7.
سخنان خداوند خالص است همچون نقره تسبیح شده در کوره گلی که هفت بار پاک شده باشد خداوند را تو ایشان را نگاه خواهی داشت شما را از چنین مردمان جاودانه حفظ خواهی کرد.
Yeah, it's not difficult to figure out which text was preserved for every generation.
کدوم دیگه آیه نگه داشته شد برای همه نسل‌ها.
And it's not these modern Greek texts that are newly created.
اون ترجمه های جدیدی تازه پیدا شده
نبوده
100 سال پیش تازه پیدا شده.
Yeah, because they were based on manuscripts that were found.
اونها طبق کلامی بوده که گم شده بوده حالا پیدا شده.
And they're still changing them because they find other new things.
چیزای جدیدی دارن پیدا میکنن.
Yeah, the text that has been received, that has been preserved is the Textus Receptus in Greek.
که سالها در نسلها بوده در عهد جدید اون نیست که قدیمی بوده و هست.
The Masoretic text in Hebrew for the Old Testament.
در عهد عتیق اون قدیمی که از اولی که در مقدس تورات نوشته شده وجود داشته.
And these are the original languages.
اون کلام خدا.
From which, for example, the English Bible, the King James version is translated.
King James از اون ترجمه شده.
Yeah, I have a perfect translation in English. I can read.
میتونه به زبان فارسی.
I have the preserved Word of God in my hand today.
کلام خداوند که هیچ وقت تغییر نمی‌کنه.
Which was preserved for every generation.
برای هر نسلی نگه داشته شد برای هممون.
For hundreds of years, it was the only Bible available.
تنها کتاب مقدسی بوده که در دست نسل‌های گذشته‌مون بوده.
In Dutch, I haven't.
توی هلندی استاد فتالن. هر زبانی که هست. Says the same thing. اونی که از همه قدیمی‌تر و همیشه در دست همه بوده.
In Persian, we using the old Persian version.
ترجمه قدیمی فارسی.
That is translated from the same manuscript.
از همون ترجمه قدیمی یونانی و عربی ترجمه.
We have a language update from the New Testament.
در عهد جدید هم یه مقدار تغییر کلماتی که در زبانمون عوض شده.
Yeah, these are all coming from the text that has been preserved, that has been preserved for every generation.
کتابی است که در همه نسل‌ها کپیش وجود داشته و هیچ سالی نبوده که در دست مردم نباشه.
While the new modern versions are changing all the time.
اما اونی که جدیده هر روزه دارن عوضش میکنن.
They don't agree with
what
the King James Bible says. They don't agree with each other.
حتی با هم دیگه موافق نیستن.
Yeah, and they slowly go further and further away from the truth.
و هرچه بیشتر در کلام خدا دست میبرن، هرچه بیشتر و بیشتر از خداوند دور میشن.
Read verse 17 again.
آیه 17 رو یه بار.
For we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God speak we in Christ.
ما زیرا مثل بسیاری نیستم که کلام خدا را برای سود فاسد سازیم. بلکه از خلوص نیت از جانب خدا در حضور خدا در مسیح سخن میگوییم.
But it's hard to understand.
سخته اون کلمه‌ها رو درک کردن، زبانش رو درک کردن، زبان بهتری میخوام.
It's not dumbed down and changed the point that everyone thinks it's an easy read.
اونقدر یه کاریش نکرده که در حقیقت لقمه رو جویده دستت بده که راحت بتونی بخونی.
Yet what you read is actually God's word.
اما اونی که میخونی کلام خداست.
Yeah, the passages that are difficult in the original are also difficult in the King James version and in your Persian Bible.
زبان اصلیش هم سخت بوده برداشتش، در فارسی و زبان‌های دیگه هم سخت برداشت.
Like 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
دوم قرنتیان فصل 2.
Of 2 Corinthians, it's not an easy book to read through.
کتاب راحتی نیست خوندنش، آیه به آیه و درک کردنش. کلام کتاب سختیه.
Oh, but it's old language. It's
difficult. حرف زده، سخته.
Okay, learn some more words.
کلمات بیشتری یاد بگیر.
Yeah, get some smart.
استفاده کنی. دانش خودت بیشتر کن.
My oldest daughter was learning
امروز دختر
words from the English King James Bible.
King James داشت یاد میگرفت که خیلی انگلیسی سخت بوده.
She knows these words now.
حالا کلمات رو یاد گرفته.
And she has no problem anymore understanding.
الان دیگه مشکل نداره اون کلمات رو مقدس
بشه. These words that are less often used. They're still modern English.
امروز دیگه ازش استفاده نمیشه. معنیش قشنگ امروز میدونه چیه. پس میتونه از اون کلمات استفاده کنه.
Yeah. So biblical ministry.
اون خدمتی که واقعا
کتاب خدا است
و جدی میگیره کلام خداوند را.
Yeah, we'll speak the truth with sincerity.
حقیقت رو اعلام میکنه با خلوص نیت.
We speak the word of God as is.
کلام خداوند را همون جوری که
هست. We don't change it. We don't corrupt it.
نمیکنه، تغییرش نمیده.
Yeah, we don't tone it down.
آب نمیزنه بهش که.
Yeah, we do not corrupt what God has said. If God has said it, that's how it is.
خداوند گفته، پس لازم نیست کارش کنیم شیرین ترشه.
2 Timothy 2.
دوم تیموتائوس 2.
And read verses 2-4, and I have a feeling that's wrong. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reproof, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables.
I don't know, that's wrong.
I know it's wrong. Is it
4:2?
چهار دو
تو چهار. چهار دو تو چهار. که به کلام موعظه کنی و در فرصت غیر فرصت آماده باش و تنبیه و توبیخ و نصیحت نمایی با کمال تحمل و تعلیم، زیرا ایامی می آید که تعلیم صحیح را متحمل نخواهند شد، بلکه بر حسب میل خود خارش گوش ها داشته معلمان را بر خود فراهم خواهند آورد.
Yeah, besides the corrupt translations, you have corrupt teachers, false teachers.
دو تا چهار.
Yeah, so besides the corrupt translations, you have false teachers who corrupt the word of God. Yeah, they twist verses, they take them out of context, trying to make them say something else, or even flat out lying what the Bible says. Now, as in biblical ministry, we should be far away from that. We should expose these things. Yeah, so what should be at the heart of biblical ministry? Yeah, the word of truth uncorrupted. Preach without excuses. Believe what it says. Because it's God who has said it. Sometimes you might not like it. Yeah, because it actually comes home.
خیلی نزدیک اون زخم مونه مثل نمکی میمونه که توی زخم قرار میگیره ولی باید
همیشه
رو اعلام کنیم با صداقت هر چه که هست.
So let's recap.
بیایم یه خلاصه
از what are the things we've just learned in regards to biblical ministry.
به عنوان یه خدمت مقدس اول قرنتیان دوم قرنتیان فصل 2.
Yeah, what can we learn in regards to
به عنوان یه خدمت
the local church, how should it be?
محلی,
and, then, and if ever you have to go to another country and you need to find a church,
شما از اینجا رفتین و رفتین کشور دیگه و باید یک کلیسا پیدا کنید.
What is important to look for?
چی مهم باشه که دنبال چی بگردید؟
Now, biblical ministry
اون خدمت کتاب مقدسی
motivates and mobilizes others to fulfill the Great Commission
و آماده میکنه که همه برن بشارت بدن و آماده باشن برای انجیل.
Biblical ministry
اون خدمت واقعی اون کلیسای
yeah,
واقعی احترام
میذاره
و اهمیت میده به اون اعضای کلیساش و نگران
yeah, especially being worried for those who are missing.
نگران اون کسایی که حضور ندارن.
Yeah, biblical ministry
اون کتاب خدمت کتاب مقدسی
the knowledge of God manifest
کلام خداوند رو آشکار میکنه به همه رایحه
at least a savor of that knowledge
رایحه و اون بوش در اطلاعات همه میمونه در کنارش. برای اونهایی که نجات دارن
a savior of death unto death.
برای اونهایی که نجات دارن
yeah,
مرگ در مرگ مسیح
daily.
هر روز بمیریم در خودمون و در مسیح زنده باشیم
and a savior unto life
و رایحه حیات
life
و حیات
to the lost.
برای گم شدگان
yeah, with the preaching of the gospel
و موعظه انجیل عیسی مسیح
and lastly biblical ministry
yeah,
it does not corrupt the word of God
کلام خداوند رو برای سود خودش استفاده نمی‌کنه
the truth and sincerity
و حقیقت رو با صداقت کامل اعلام میکنه.
Amen.
آمین.